Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, this is our Marketing Superhero Series. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Director of Digital Marketing with White Hat Security, Mr. Avi Bhatnagar. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Well, Avi, before we get too far into this, can you talk a little bit about White Hat? What are you doing for folks?
Sure. Would love to. So White Hat Security is a company that has been around for over 15 years. We're based in Santa Clara, California. And we essentially help companies reduce risk, lower their cost, and decrease the time that it takes to build and deploy websites and applications. Really, what we're all about is helping secure a safe digital life.
Now, can you talk a little bit about your backstory? What's your history as a marketer?
Definitely. Well, I've been working in B2B marketing for, I'd say, over 15 years now, and worked at large companies like Cisco's and the Oracle's of the world, and working at White Hat Security for the last 2 years, really to build the digital transformation and really to show how we can leverage digital marketing to be able to reach, to be able to do outreach and outbound to our customers and educate them about White Hat Security. So it's been a great journey, and you know, using my experience at big companies, been able to leverage a lot of innovative and cool technologies here at White Hat.
Now, how have you seen the role of marketing change over the years?
I feel that marketing now has definitely evolved to have a seat on the revenue table, right? And what I mean by that is with marketing automation and the ability for marketing to be able to be tightly aligned with sales organizations, where we're not necessarily tied to a quota, but we are now, you know, contingent upon driving revenue through leads and through pipeline. And that really didn't exist about 10 years ago, where marketing was more just known for branding and design and making cool things. So I think really the evolution is around technology, around analytics, and around being able to have a seat at the revenue table.
Now, when marketing does get that seat at the revenue table, then the metrics kind of change, don't they?
Definitely. I mean, metrics are a huge part of my role and B2B modern marketers all across different organizations. I think with metrics, you know, numbers don't lie, right? And you know, if we are building and deploying all these cool programs, we want to be able to measure results, and we want to be able to iterate based on the type of results that we're seeing. So that's the metrics are a core foundation for us to be able to validate any kind of spend that we have, any kind of shifts that we make, any kind of iterations that we're making. So definitely feel the importance of and the value of metrics.
Now, isn't one of the challenges of having that much data is choosing what are the right things to measure? I mean, just because you can measure something doesn't mean it's really worth measuring. So how do you kind of prioritize, like in your business, of what are the metrics that matter that are going to have the greatest impact on the business?
Right. Great question. So to us, you know, there's a ton of metrics that are disposable to us through all the marketing technologies that we're using. And what really matters to us is what's moving the needle, right? We have a very complex product. Security in general is a very complex product. So we have multiple touch points where our sales cycles can be, at the enterprise level, can be 6 to 9 months, maybe even longer. Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to measure each of those touch points that we have with our prospects and customers, and then be able to provide some level of scoring and be able to attribute revenue at each point of their touch points. So we kind of have a very complex attribution system that has helped us identify the metrics that matter most to the business.
Now, in your business, what are some of the tactics that you leverage? Are you big into content marketing?
Yeah, definitely. Content marketing is one of our core foundations in terms of, we're doing a lot of innovative things with content. I can give a couple of examples. Just in the last couple of months, we rolled out a glossary of all the terms that are relevant to application security, which is core to our business. And what that helps us do from an organic search perspective, if someone does a search for what is application security or what is DevSecOps, you know, our core, these are core definitions of our business, and we want to be able to rank high on these core terms. So from a content marketing perspective, you know, we built a strategy out to really define what those terms are, what those opportunities are for us to be able to do better from an organic search perspective. And we've been doing different kinds of content marketing strategies where we've seen organic growth to our website nearly double in the last 1 year.
So by leveraging the content, that's helping the SEO and the search engine marketing as well. And then are you also doing paid search?
Yeah, we're also doing a paid search. So just to piggyback on what the example that I was talking about, the glossary effort, it's more of an integrated search where we're doing organic plus paid. So what we want to be able to do is not only build in the educational perspective of users that are searching for those top terms around application security, but then when the user does come to the site, we want to be able to further nurture them and do a lead gen opportunity. So if you know they find us through organic, but we also have paid search campaigns where we have those abilities to put in some ad spend dollars to drive the traffic, and then when the user does come, there may be some kind of a lead gen opportunity or form for them to get better educated on that particular topic.
And then you're
so having that sorry.
And then you're kind of hitting them wherever they are on the buyer's journey.
Exactly. So typically, this type of effort, this integrated search effort, is more for top of funnel acquisition of new leads. Because, like I said, we're breaking into a new market. We're actually going to be releasing a new product in the next couple of weeks, which is going to be security for developers, right? Mm-hmm. And that really is going to be a game changer because our core business is about having the ability to do application security at the production level. But now we're shifting and we're moving left of the SDLC and saying, instead of developers writing code and deploying it and then finding vulnerabilities, how about we can have the ability to scan the code at the development phase so we can write more secure code? And so what that does is it opens up a new opportunity, a new audience for us. And so definitely top of funnel acquisition programs are going to be important.
Now, in this series, we've talked a little bit about account-based marketing. Is that a strategy you guys employ?
Definitely. Definitely. Account-based marketing, ABM, is one of our core strategies. We've been on the journey for the last 15 plus months here at White Hat Security. And you know, when I say journey, it really is a journey. It's not a destination because ABM has been around for many, many years, but now that there's a kind of a structure and an umbrella labeled ABM, it helps to really identify roles and responsibilities. We have a lot of great alignment between our sales and marketing organizations in terms of some of the programs, the integrated marketing campaigns that we have, and the ability to identify the right accounts, the ability to personalize at the right level, at the right time is super important to us because, there's a lot of noise out there. And we want to be able to use tactics to be able to capture our audiences, our customers and prospects' attention at the right time.
Now, can you talk a little bit about kind of life before ABM and then life with ABM? How did that get sold in and implemented in the company?
Yeah. So, A great way to look at it is like with ABM, marketing is now, before ABM, marketing was fishing with nets. And now after ABM marketing is fishing with spears, right? So it's very targeted, focused, laser focused marketing where, you know, before ABM, it was just all about kind of a spray and pray model where, you know, we would just haphazardly run a different bunch of different campaigns, not really put any thought process, just kind of use the same approach for the same campaigns, for the same audiences, for the same product launches, and then just, you know, hope for the best and, you know, just kind of use that, using that tactic. There really wasn't any creativity in the sense that how do we really become more personalized and based on the right audience? What, where is the right audience going to be? And how do we be, how can we target them at the right opportunities with ABM, with marketing technology? We have that capability. Like, for example, you know, with Terminus, we have the ability to synchronize accounts directly from our Salesforce CRM and be able to build a nurture campaign. And so based on what our sales organization, our SDR team is, if they're doing any outreach to a specific set of accounts, we have the ability to provide airtime coverage through display ads, just particularly for those accounts. So we're getting smarter with our spend. Instead of saying, let's blast everyone with the same account, with the same message, let's just blast a certain amount of targeted audiences that we've identified in our ABM framework and just kind of continuously nurture them.
Now, that's a big kind of a paradigm shift for some people to think in that manner, because like you said, historically, it's been that spray and pray, you know, just throw out this kind of information to a general audience and then hope the right person is going to find it at the right time. And then they'll, you know, kind of make their way down the funnel. This seems, because of that, it seems to me that the metrics have to shift because it's no longer quantity, it's quality. And once you identify maybe the several hundred or a few thousand companies or people that are most important to you, it's how do you engage them as much as possible, you know, kind of right on time, right when they need the information. Did you find that to be so?
Yeah, yes, definitely. It's more about quality versus quantity, right? And, you know, for in along those lines, it's, you know, we want the right audiences. We want to be able to target the right audiences in our cross-channel campaigns that we have. And if we have the ability to measure that, you know, then that's how we can measure success, right? If the right audiences that we're targeting are actually engaging in the material that, you know, that we're doing these outbound efforts for, then to us, that would be considered, you know, a level of success. And then not just that, but how do we continuously nurture them down the funnel? How do we continuously build that relationship using digital to nurture their experience and to help make their decisions in terms of buying our product and our services.
Right. And it goes even beyond the funnel, because once they're a client, then the relationship, you still want to nurture them and to serve them so that they tell other people within the organization and maybe spread throughout the organization. So the job doesn't end at the, you know, customer acquisition.
Of course, definitely. And that's the whole concept of how account-based marketing is now really evolved to account-based everything. And that's where, you know, for us, we are a SaaS business, and retention, customer retention is a huge part of our business. And we definitely have, you know, we want to definitely continuously nurture the customer once we bring them in as a customer and identify those touch points. So we're doing a lot of things with our CS teams, our customer success team, in terms of defining how to leverage marketing technology to build and continuously nurture. So there are campaigns that we're doing to build that effort.
Now, you mentioned that in your company you have good alignment with sales. Did the salespeople, really embrace the ABM?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, you know, it was almost one of those things that we started at the executive level, right? We wanted to get buy-in at the executive level, at the C-level, the very top, to let them know about what these efforts are, to let them know about the investments, the dollars and the spend that we're going to be moving towards, and then getting the buy-in, right? Because the buy-in is a very important part, because we can't mandate to our account to our sales team that, hey, let's focus on only these accounts, because sometimes it's a shift in mindset, because sales is often broken down by region. And when we're saying, let's focus on these targeted accounts, and it may not be necessarily regional, then we have to get the buy-in. But, you know, that, again, that helps by validating through data, saying these accounts have a higher propensity to buy because of X, Y, and Z reasons. And then if we can, you know, confirm that with data, that always helps. And so now we've built in a lot of cadences where we have monthly ongoing conversations. We're doing win-loss analysis with our sales organizations in terms of what's working, what's not working. That's done more at a quarterly basis. And the alignment is just, it's really amazing to see that, you know, we've come to this point.
Now, isn't it interesting also when you kind of make your universe a little smaller, but just more quality, then you could do a lot more things by really serving that small group. You can create more content and do more things to educate and to really serve that group more once they're right. Kind of more manageable.
Yeah, for sure. And especially it helps when you're at a smaller company and you have a very niche product, right? We have application security, even though 50% of the breaches happen at the application level, the far most impacted customers of ours are within healthcare, retail, financial services. Although these types of breaches happen across so many different industries, at the application layer, it's more for these particular industries. And that's really helped us focus, because we have, you know, hundreds and thousands of contacts in our marketing automation and our CRM database. But now we really prioritize and identify the right audiences, the right industries, and the right segments. So that's helped us say, let's really focus, although we continue to have a hybrid model, right, with ABM and inbound, but we know where to put our focuses on.
Now, do you also you mentioned a lot of digital, but do you do some in-person stuff? Do you do trade shows or other conferences, things like that?
We definitely, being a security company, we have to be able to have the FaceTime. We have to be able to think about our CISOs and the CTOs of the world. So we definitely have a lot of regional events. And our biggest event we just had two weeks ago at Black Hat in Las Vegas. And, you know, we have to be able to plug in. But even when we do these events, we have built in how we can leverage digital to build in cadence to be able to have pre-event touch points and post-event touch points. And that's really helped us increase the spend for doing all of these regional events.
So it really is integrated. I mean,
definitely.
Now, how important is kind of the user experience when they're on your website? How do you kind of maximize that?
The you know, 70% of decisions, or at least education, is happening online, right? And before the first phone call is even made from our sales guys or from anyone within our sales organization, our prospects and customers are doing their research and educating themselves on, you know, the product, the offerings, the industry. So it's really important for us to have a solid website presence, right? Gone are the days where website is just an informational section. Now web is more of an engine, of a marketing engine. So not only do we want to be able to build in the educational part of it, but how do we nurture and make the experience more interactive and dynamic is super important and core to our business. Considering, you know, looking at analytics, we have 50 to 60,000 unique visitors that come to our website on a monthly basis. So we've done a lot of things to not only build a very solid digital presence, from a content, from a branding, from a functional perspective, but also how do we optimize the website to make it more into a demand gen engine?
And so that they can go to the website and then kind of move through and get the information as they need it, no matter what level they are in the relationship with you guys.
Right. So we've done that by doing a lot of optimization, meaning, you know, when user X comes from a financial services organization like Bank of America, we may have some level of personalization on the website for financial services accounts.
Right.
So those kinds of things really empower the end user to say, to feel more connected. And the human element can be done through personalization on web, and data, and we have data to prove that, you know, typically any level of personalization helps us have double the number of conversions than a page that doesn't have any personalization.
And you can do it all very elegantly and seamlessly from the user standpoint. They don't even know it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one thing that we do factor in, because our audience is security and developers, IT security, so we don't want to be too intrusive, right? We don't want to completely freak out the person when they come visit our website. So we try to be as discreet as possible without them saying, how the hell did they know that I work at, you know, this company?
Right. Right. Like if they're coming from Bank of America and all of a sudden, like, here's a case study from another bank.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
So now...
So it's finding that right element, that right mix. And, you know, for us, it's... And even with our website, when we built the website over a year ago, we continuously iterate, make enhancements to the user experience, continuously optimize the experience as much as possible, because we definitely don't want to be stale. And, you know, iteration is part of the whole strategy.
And yeah, it's a living, breathing thing. So can you share maybe a story that you did that you were doing some testing and then you were able to make something that might seem minor, but it really moved the needle?
Yeah. So we saw that on our website, a majority of our traffic, about 40% of that 50 to 60,000 visitors, were starting at the homepage or the product landing page. And so we saw that as an opportunity to be able to, you know, when those users are coming to that site, we want to be able to get their attention with something that will move the needle. So we made these rotating carousels on the homepage and the product page with lead gen opportunities. So when someone lands on the homepage or the product page, they see this carousel with, you know, three offers. And typically those offers can be personalized based on the user. So that's helped us substantially increase the number of form fill conversions that we're getting at that level. So that's, you know, basically opened up a completely new channel that we weren't doing before. And that's been a big success for us.
Now, you mentioned ABM, but are there any other kind of trends or strategies that you see kind of coming up? Anything you have your eye on?
We definitely feel that the need for thinking about not just from artificial intelligence, not just for our own products, but from a marketing perspective, right? It's all about nurturing the user when they're on your website. So, for example, we're using a chat technology called Drift, which has the ability to build in a bot experience where we can talk to our audiences and qualify them if they want to engage in a chat. But then we can continuously nurture that even when we don't have an actual human being supporting it. So those kinds of artificial intelligence is a big trend that we're seeing is helping in the digital transformation movement.
Now, for you, how do you stay kind of up to date on all the stuff that's going on? Do you have some go-to B2B websites or blogs or kind of thought leaders that you follow?
Yeah, definitely stay engaged and afloat by ongoing, you know, we get, as marketers, we get a flurry of emails for educational perspectives. And I think, you know, just attending webinars and attending workshops and conferences. In fact, I'm looking forward to the next Flip My Funnel in Atlanta, Georgia, which should be coming up hopefully in the next couple of months. Just attending these types of conferences and being able to interact with other strategic practitioners and learning from them in terms of what's working and what's not working is always a great way to stay afloat in terms of what's cutting edge.
Now, do you have any blogs or authors or thought leaders that you are kind of really a fan of?
Yeah, definitely follow a lot of material by Matt Hines, by Sangam from Terminus as well. So definitely feel that there's also the Topo Consulting. They have really good material, which is very cutting edge for aligning sales and marketing And so that's another blog that I follow. So great leaders have great insight. And we see that, you know, ABM is, it's not something stale. You continuously see so much growth and improvements in terms of what can be done. And so that's great to be able to look at other thought leaders to get that subject matter expertise.
Now, it must be exciting time for you guys that you're launching this new product service. Do you have anything on the horizon other than that, or is that keeping you busy?
There's never a dull moment at White Hat Security. There's so much change, so much evolution. We, as a company, you know, we're definitely very innovative in terms of what we have on our product roadmap, and all of those efforts carry over to marketing because we want to be able to amplify the brand and ensure that, you know, we can do everything and anything in our power to be able to support the message. And, you know, that we're very excited about the new product launch that we have in the next couple of weeks. It's our first new product introduction in the last 5 years. So there's definitely a lot of momentum around how we can be the leaders in the space. We already know that we have a kick-ass product. Now we just want to show the world that.
Good stuff. Well, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, website for you guys?
Yeah, our website is whitehatsec.com. So whitehatsec.com. So take a look, and would love to get feedback from our users and contact us by, you know, coming to our contact page and letting us know what you think looks good.
Now, what about other marketers that wanted to have a conversation? Are you up for that? Is there a way to contact you directly? Is it through LinkedIn, or I guess flip my funnel? Yeah, you hang out there.
I can be found through LinkedIn. My name, you can, by doing a search for my name, Avi Bhatnagar, and you know, hopefully I can show up on search. And if someone has any questions, would love to reach out and would love to be able to entertain any questions that they may have.
All right. Well, Avi, thank you so much. Very insightful, informative conversation. Thoroughly enjoyed having you with us, and we'll have to do it again sometime. And maybe we'll get a chance to see you in person when you come through Atlanta.
Thanks so much. Thanks for the opportunity to connect today.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, Avi Bhatnagar with White Hat Security, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.